In Travel Writers Radio News this week, Britain's competition watchdog is investigating the operations of hotel booking sites, suggesting they need to review the way they rank and display rooms, according to a report from the BBC. The Competition and Markets Authority is investigating whether a hotel's ranking may be influenced by the size of commission received, also whether sites falsely represent the availability of rooms and thereby rush consumers into making a booking. Without naming the booking sites, the CMA said it had sent warning letters last October to a range of sites and demanded they review their practices to ensure consumers were getting a fair deal and that the sites complied with consumer protection law. Melbourne will host National Good Food Guide Awards for the first time this October. Australia's best restaurants, bars and chefs will be honoured at Crown Melbourne when the industry gets together on October 8. Last year, Melbourne's Attica won Restaurant of the Year. Young Chef of the Year was local Kylie Miller, and Best Bar was Arlequin in these awards. And three Victorian restaurants were awarded the ultimate three chef's hats, Attica, Bray and Minamishima. The National Good Food Guide, launched last year, independently reviews restaurants, cafes, bars and cheap eats across every Australian state and territory. Not long after Melbourne kicked the yellow O-bikes out of the city, saying their business plan was flawed, so has their home country Singapore cracked down on this bike-sharing operation. Singapore passed legislation in March which meant operators offering dockless bikes that can be left virtually anywhere once a rider's reached their destination would have to ensure the bikes were properly parked. In Melbourne, O-bikes were found hanging on fences, jammed up into trees, thrown into waterways or simply left lying on footpaths before Melbourne City Council stepped in. Singapore's laws kick in this weekend and as a result, G-bikes and O-bike, which is embroiled in controversy over hefty fines and millions of dollars in deposits owed to users, they both announced they will be ceasing operations in the city-state. Virgin Australia this week commenced daily flights between Sydney and Hong Kong, launching further into Australia's most valuable tourism market, Greater China. Flights between Melbourne and Hong Kong launched 12 months ago. Using Virgin's partner airlines, travellers can now go beyond Hong Kong to 17 destinations within China using Hong Kong Airlines and Hainan Airlines, or to London via the codeshare partnership with Virgin Atlantic Airways. Australia and India have agreed on a new liberalised air services arrangement that will see open capacity between the major airports in both countries. In a move that will help strengthen ties with one of Australia's key tourism markets, the agreement allows airlines to operate unlimited services between six major metropolitan airports in India and six airports in Australia. India is Australia's seventh most valuable international tourism market, with 302,000 visitors contributing $1.43 billion to the Australian economy in 2017. The Tour de France, one of the world's most watched sporting events, starts this weekend and will promote yet another aspect of the Australian travel industry, with the caravan and camping sector now officially involved. This year, Let's Go Motorhomes is sponsoring Australia's Mitchelton Scott team at the event, highlighting Australia's caravan and camping lifestyle. With motorhome holidays and cycling a popular combination in Europe, Let's Go Motorhomes wants to raise awareness among the estimated 4 billion TV viewers that the same style of holidays can be undertaken in Australia, exploring the coast and the outback. Meanwhile, international tourism arrivals grew 6% in the first 4 months of 2018 compared to the same period last year, not only continuing the strong 2017 trend, but exceeding UNWTO's forecast for 2018. Growth was led by Asia and the Pacific, up 8%. Europe was up 7%, Africa 6%, the Middle East 4%, and the Americas up 3%. Earlier this year, UNWTO's forecast was between 4 to 5% growth for 2018. But confidence in global tourism remains strong, according to UNWTO's panel of tourism experts. The panel's outlook for the May to August period is one of the most optimistic in a decade, led by particularly upbeat sentiment in Africa, the Middle East and Europe. And that's Travel Writers Radio News for this week. I'm Graham Kemlow.